first person singular, views expressed are those of the author. Nancy Levine asks, what is it with these twin beds?
Just because two women are traveling together doesn't mean they want twin beds in their hotel room. My partner Catherine and I have been sharing a king-size bed at home for about 6 years. She's become my human security blanket. That's why I sent a fax to Club Med Cancun 2 weeks before our planned vacation, requesting a queen or at least a double bed. Upon our arrival, we were instantly intoxicated by the starry Yucatan sky, muggy breeze, moonlit waves lapping at the sand. But when shown into our air-conditioned room, I beheld a sobering sight. Two twin beds separated by a heavy nightstand. I call reception and ask if we can switch to a room with a double bed. And I tell her, I sent a fax. As though my telling her that I sent a fax would carry some weight, like a fax from Tony Soprano. Oh, you sent a fax. Well, why didn't you say so? We'll get this straightened out right away. But instead, she says, sorry, we're completely booked. We rode in a van from the airport with a couple from Vancouver on their honeymoon. I wondered, did they have to send a fax requesting a double bed? And if they did, was there any chance they'd be given a room with twin beds? I doubt it. Reception said she'd send someone from housekeeping to push the beds together and remake them. I wasn't consoled. But the bed maker was more like the bed whisperer. A round Mexican woman in a flowered dress, in less than 2 minutes she whipped the beds together into a perfectly made queen-size bed with barely a hint of the crack in the middle. We gave the bed maker a few crumpled dollars, grateful to her for keeping us from falling between the cracks.
Nancy Levine is a writer living in Berkeley. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. This program was produced by Guy Lanier, Laura Monfils, and Mathilde Rand.